making our way through. I know we didn't, it's a new song for us that we sang this morning, but I really appreciate the lyrics of God's love, like waves, just keeps coming to us, keeps coming to us.
今天早上我们唱的一首诗歌是新的诗歌，是很新的，但是我唱的时候我就觉得非常感动，因为那个爱像那个一个波一个波的来到我们中间。
Sometimes it's by faith that we experience His love. You know, maybe you're not feeling it, but it's like you know that God will always be faithful in His love to us.
有时候这是我们的信仰信心，就看到这个神的爱。像那个波浪一样一波一波的来，让我们更有信心。
This morning we're talking about the main topic. This morning is love.
今天早上我们要讲的讲到的主题是爱。
In our culture today, sometimes when people start talking about love, it's just that they've heard it so much. You know, they've heard about love so much that kind of their eyes may glaze over. They just, you know, like, ah, we've heard about love before.
有时候我们讲到这个爱这个主题的时候，我们就想到说，哎，这个爱已经被谈到那么多次了，我们听了就是烦了，我们就把眼睛转开，不想再听这个谈那么多的话题。
Or maybe for some people, they've been hurt so deeply, their hearts have been hurt so deeply that when they hear about love, they have a shield around their hearts. They're like, I don't want to hear about love anymore.
有些人呢，他们以前受过伤，他们觉得就是说这个爱，就对他们来讲，就是他们心里面已经筑成一座盾牌，不想再听这个话题了。
However, when people witness love, when they see it in real life, people tend to take notice. They take notice because people hear about love a lot, but when people see it in action, people usually, they usually take notice.
但是呢，我们虽然听到爱听到很多，但是呢，我们如果看到爱的表现，人有爱有行动表现出来的时候，人呢就会非得非常注意，不会再只像听到一样。
Particularly when that love that they see transcends normal love, meaning it is an unusual type of love.
特别是这个爱的表现是一个不寻常的，是超凡的一种表现的爱的时候，是非常。非常让人家有印象的。
Jesus actually talked about this love that transcends normal love. He says, Jesus once said, he said this, if you love those who love you, what good is that? Even tax collectors do that. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you any different from anyone else?
耶稣这个普通的爱，耶稣也讲过，如果你只是爱那爱你的人的话，那这个跟那个税吏也不是也这样做吗
？Right, so even those who don't know Jesus, who don't have the Spirit of the Lord living in them, they love their friends, they love their family.
即使是一个普通人，不是一个基督徒的话，他们也有爱，他们也希望要爱他们的朋友，他们爱他们自己的家人。
A few years ago, the BBC put out a photo journal, kind of a picture and an article.Of an unusual display, an unusual display of love. Okay.
几年前，英国广播公司就是一个就是一个播出了一个节目，是一个系列的一个摄影的照片，也有文章。
And actually, it was displayed by a teenager here in Michigan.
那个照片这个事情呢，是一个事件，是一个密西根的一个年轻人做的。
Back in the mid-90s, the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK, decided to hold a rally here in Michigan. They held it in Ann Arbor, okay?
在1990年中期的时候呢，那时候3K党呢决定要在密西根举行一个聚会， 那聚会就选在那个密歇根大学的安娜堡。
And I suppose when I think of the Ku Klux Klan, I don't think of Ann Arbor at all. I don't think of like that's where we should meet. Let's all meet in Ann Arbor together. It just doesn't like it's like it seems like someplace else, you know.
当我想到这个三 K 党的聚会的时候，要想到这个，我不会想到说三 K 党会选在。安娜堡这个地方，要选一个别的地方，不会在这里。
And neither did the people in Ann Arbor. The people in Ann Arbor like, you're not meeting here. Like, we don't want you here. Okay.
那安娜堡人也是一样的想法。他说：“哎，我们不要这个地方，我不喜欢你来这边聚会。我们你到别的地方去吧。”
And so what happened was there was people, hundreds of people gathered in Ann Arbor to protest this gathering of the KKK.
所以呢，那个在三 K 党在聚会的时候呢，那个安娜堡这边就有几百个人聚在一起来反示威、反抗议。
And the atmosphere was a little bit was tense because there's two groups that have two different opposing world views of life.
所以呢，这个时候呢，那个安娜堡这个地方呢，情势就紧张起来，因为这两群人呢，是对这个世界的看法是两极的。
And Ann Arbor had anticipated this, so the police had actually, they knew that the Klansmen would be there, they knew there'd be protesters there, so they dressed in riot gear to prepare, just in case something went wrong. They're like, well, we just want to make sure that they don't get, something doesn't happen to them. There's some people, there were people gathering, and what happened was all the protesters were there, and one woman who was holding a megaphone, she said, look, there's a Klansman amongst us.
所以你看到这个图片，刚才看到那个时候两边聚会很多人的时候，那有一个在这个抗议的群众里面有一个拿麦克风的女人，她说：“你看看，有一个三 K 党人在我们中间。”
And so the crowd turned around and they see a man. You can see him there. You can't see him very well, but he's dressed and he has like a Confederate flag, you know, on his shirt.And it stands, and then they got a little bit closer, and they said, let's chase him out. So they turned around, they see this guy, and he notices that the crowd is looking at him. So he turns around, he's like, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here.
所以你看看这个图片上面，这个人呢，他喊了之后，大家就转头看他，他身上穿的一件衣服呢，里面是有那个南北战争的时候南方联邦的国旗的。
But the protesters just wanted to chase him away. So I don't think in originally they were intending to like just, but they wanted to chase him away. So they started chasing him. And what happened is he started running and they started running. Right?
所以这个人看到别人在看他，他就开始跑。那群众跟着他，主要是想把他赶走。他是开始跑的时候，群众也跟着追着他跑。
And as they got closer, he stumbled and he fell. And they could see he had a Nazi SS tattoo on his arm.
对，当这个在跑的过程中间呢，那个前面那个中年人呢就跌倒了，跌倒之后群众就跟上来，就看到他手背上面有一个德国纳粹的这个标志的那个刺青。
And so kind of a mob mentality came over.You know, and there were shouts of like, kill the Nazi. Like, it's just a mob, and they just like lost their minds, and he fell, and they started taking their sticks, the sticks that they were holding to protest, and they started like beating him with a stick, right?
所以他跌倒的时候，群众围起来的时候，开始呢，就一种那个流氓的心态呢，好像是控制了全场。这些群众呢，就看到他有这个纳粹标志，就是说把这个纳粹宰掉。所以他们就开始用手上的标语牌呢往他身上打。
And you can kind of see the crowd is also kicking him. So this crowd has surrounded him. They don't like him. And they're starting to beat him up. And then there's one woman. There's one single woman. And what she does is she like jumps, she tells the crowd to stop. And she jumps on top of him. She jumps on top of him. And like covers him from being like kind of beaten. Okay?
那群众也围起来打他，也开始踢他。那就是说开始又要打很多的时候，突然间有一个女人年轻的女孩大概十几岁的女人她就是说不要打了，不要打了，她就把自己身体扑到那个男的身上，就是要保护他。
And her name was Keisha. And Keisha, the reason why the BBC was covering this, and this article came out just a couple of years ago, and they're remembering this incident that happened in Ann Arbor back in the 90s. Okay? The reason why they're covering it is because they're like, this woman is a black woman. She's a black woman, and she's covering this guy who has a Confederate flag, who has Nazi, who's kind of lumped in with the KKK.
这个很特别，因为这个大概两三年前在报道这个时候，那这个女孩的名字叫基沙，她是一个黑人，那她扑在这个男的身上是保护他。这个男的是一个有南方联邦的邦旗国旗的衬衫，还有那个纳粹是一个种族主义的，所以一个黑人的女孩去保护一个种族主义的人。
There was a student there.His name is Mark Bruner. He went to University of Michigan, and he's the one that took all these photos. He just happened to be there, was taking photos of the protest, started snapping pictures.
那这个照片是一个密西根大学的一个学生叫马克，他在那边就照一些照片，照照片，他就记录这个事情。
He said this. He said she put herself at physical risk to protect someone who, in my opinion, would never have done the same for her.
他就说了，他说这个女孩呢，她把自己就是说冒着受伤的危险去保护一个人，这个人呢，说我想这个人是一样的，他不会对这个女孩做一样的事情去保护这个女孩。
And he ended his statement with this. He said, "Who in the world does that? Who does that?"
这个马克在被访问，最后他就讲说，这个世界上有谁会干这种傻事？
And that's the question that intrigues me. When Mark Bruner was taking these pictures, when the BBC looks at Keisha, when Mark Bruner takes pictures of this woman, she goes, and they go, who does that? Who covers someone that hates them, that would probably never do that in return? What kind of person does that?
这个英国广播公司在做这个节目的时候，这个记者呢，他也一样的有这个问题。他说这个马克的问题，就是说一样的。他说：“世界上有谁能够会愿意为一个跟你不一样的人去保护他？这个人，但是这个人绝对不会做一样的事情对你。”
The reporter for the BBC was also curious, you know, just wanted to ask Keisha. Is interviewing her years later after the event, and asked Keisha, like, what was the cause? Like, why did you? What was the impetus? Why did you do that?
这个记者呢，在这么多年之后，他就是在访问这个基沙这个女孩，他问他说：“这个世界是你怎么会做这样的事情？什么原因你会做这样的事情
？”She said, "There's just two things. There's two reasons why. It's because my faith is one, and two, because of my own experience with violence."
这基沙呢就回答说：“有两件事情让我做这个事情，做这样的事。第一件事是我的信仰。”第二件事情是我自身经历。
She said it wasn't right. Someone had to do something. So I just jumped. I covered him. I jumped on top of him.
他说我看到这个事情呢发生的时候，我是觉得这个事情不对的，所以我就跳上去保护这个人。
Keisha was only just a senior in high school when this happened.
所以基沙在这个事情这个示威的事情发生的时候，基沙只是一个高中的一个最后一年高四的学生。
But there was something inside of her that gave her a greater capacity to love people, to act in such a way. There was something inside of her that gave her a greater capacity that her love was this large for people.
她的内部心里面是有一样东西。让他能够表现出这么大的一个能够爱这么特别的爱去爱一个人。
A transcendent love that people notice so much that they 20 years later, like, I mean, people, it seems like after 20 years, we're like, oh yeah, we don't even remember this. 20 years later, the BBC is still like, what is that? What is that?
这个爱呢是超乎寻常的，是一个非凡的一个爱。所以这个事情发生之后，20年之后呢，英国广播公司在问说，这个为什么会是这样子的事情？会有这样的事情发生
？One of the truisms of life that I've been telling the English ministry as we've gone through the book of First John, one of the truisms I've shared is that you can never give away, right? You can never give away what you haven't been given.、
Mm-hmm. 我常常跟我们的英语崇拜的人分享，就是说在这个人生里面有一样是事实，这个事实就是说，你如果这个东西你是没有。 收到过或没有拿到，没有别人没有给你的，你是没有办法给出去的。
Yeah. So, if you've never, all of you, all of us have dealt with a lot of people, have met a lot of people in our lives, and sometimes I notice that if a person has never, some people, if they never experienced respect, then it's hard for them to respect other people.
Yeah, 我们就是说有很多人，我碰过很多人，这些人如果是一些人呢，如果是他这一辈子从来没有人对他非常就是说有尊敬的话，他就没有办法去尊敬别人。
If people haven't been shown what humility looks like, if they don't ever seen that, it's hard for them to demonstrate humility, right?
如果一个人是别人从来没有对他有一种就是谦卑的态度，或者他就没有办法用谦卑的态度去对待别人。
And if you haven't experienced love, the depth of your love that you experience is what you'll have the capacity, you know, to give away.
如果你一个人你没有接受过爱，没有别人爱过你的话，你就没有这个没有这个能力去爱别人。
So this morning, John, the Apostle John, we're going to read through 1 John, and he talks about the source of love that lives inside the church, inside you.
所以今天我们看看使徒约翰，他就讲这个爱。爱这个源头，在你里面的这个爱的源头。
Look with me in 1 John chapter 4. We're actually going to start one verse prior to the one that's up on the screen. We're going to start in verse 11. Verse 11 says this. We're going to just read 11 through 16 right now. It says this, Dear friends, Apostle John is talking to the church. It's also translated beloved. Loved ones,Since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us. And His love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given His Spirit as a proof that we live in Him and He in us.Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God, He is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.This is the word of the Lord. Since a truism of life is that we can never give away what we haven't been given, John is saying, you know what the source is? Do you know where love comes from when we're able to give it away to people? Love comes from Him. It comes from God.
既然我们刚刚讲过这个这个人生里面有一个真正的事实，就是说你没有收到的东西，你没有从来没有收到的东西，你就没有办法给出去。那使徒约翰就在那边讲，这个我们是有个东西有收到的东西，就是耶稣神是这个爱的源头，是在我们心里面的。
Verse 11 says, "Beloved," he's like loved ones. He starts out, "God loved us this much."Do you remember how much God has given to you? Do you recall? Have you experienced God's love that much? Do you remember how much He's loved you?
在十一节里面讲说，神爱我们，这个所以他说，想说，神多么的爱我们，你知道的。
Verse 16 says, we know, we have an intimate knowledge, we've experienced, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in Him.
在十六节说，我们知道神多么的爱我们，而且我们也信他。
Part of verse 16 says, God is, He is love.
十六节说，神是爱。
Yeah, he's more than just loving. Like, God is loving, but He's more than that. It's His character. He cannot not be loving.
就是说，不只是说神会去爱人，他不只是这个，他会去爱人。神呢，他的本性 本性就是爱，他就是他不能不去爱人，他本性就是爱。
So what John is saying is like he is the originator. If you want to know what love is, he's the source, he's the wellspring, he's the one where it comes from. If you look back at your parents, maybe they showed love, eventually if you trace back, it all goes back eventually, the originator of what healthy love looks like, it all goes back to God.
这个啊，神呢，就是一个开始的，起初的一个爱，他就是爱，他是一个我们爱的一个泉源。那我们想到我们的父母的父母也爱我们，但是你要找到源头的话，原来的源头就是神。
You know, I was trying to think about what are some of the ways? There's so many ways that God loves the church. Like what are some of the ways?
所以神爱我们教会呢，有很多不同的方式，我们就看看一些方式。
And God brought Psalm 147:3 to my mind.
我就想到诗篇。147篇就讲到神的爱。
And maybe, I don't know, maybe God gave me this verse to give to one of you or to some of you. Some of you maybe like, that's the verse that I needed to hear this morning. That's the word to me. Just this verse is just the word that maybe God has for you.
也许呢神让我想到这个这个经节呢诗篇这个这一节呢就是希望说我要把这个节的圣经呢带给大家让你们听得到。
As the psalmist writes, as he thinks of God and he's kind of praying, he writes this, he says, God, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds.
那个诗篇147篇这一节讲到神呢医治破碎的心神医治破碎的心医好包括受伤的伤处。
God looks down at people. He looks down at the church. He looks down at people and he says, you know, one of the things that I want to show my love to you is I want to bind up your broken heart. Those wounds that you've experienced, I want to heal those for you.
他说神呢他就告诉大家说如果你有破碎心我会把它包裹好。如果你有受伤的地方，我会把它医治好。
I tell you, if we live long enough, sometimes I look at the young people, and I'm really glad because they haven't experienced maybe hurt yet. You know, I'm really glad. I don't want them to, you know. But I know that if you live your life long enough, at some time you're gonna get hurt. There's gonna be some pain from somebody, from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. 我就想到我们活这一辈子活到现在总会有一些受伤的事情。有时候我看看那个小孩子，他们很年轻，可能还没有受伤，我就觉得他们很好。但是呢，我们活得久了，总有受伤的地方。
For some of you, that happened in your childhood. It's you've carried wounds around from your like from years and years and years. You know, it's like there's been some pain, something that someone said to you. Maybe it was someone close. You know, maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your father who hurt you, and it hurt deeply, and you carry it with you.It's always been there.
有想到有些人呢，他们带着这个那个伤痛过了这一辈子，那些伤痛呢，有些是跟你很亲近的人让你受伤的，有时候是你妈妈来的，有时候你爸爸来的，但这些伤呢，非常深，你带了一辈子。
And sometimes what that does when someone says something to you, or maybe someone doesn't say something to you, right? What it creates sometimes it as you move through in life.It creates an anxiety in you. You're always anxious about something because it's still, there's a wound that you're carrying with you and there's an anxiety in you that's always there.
这个这些伤痛呢有时候呢是因为有些人对你讲了一些话那有时候呢是有人不对你讲一些话那这些伤痛呢就是一直带一辈子会让你非常焦虑。
Or maybe that hurt or those wounds, it shapes the way that you see yourself.You begin to believe what was told to you, and it shapes how you see yourself.
有时候呢，这些伤害呢，伤痛呢，会影响你，造成你对自己的自我意识的看法。然后就是说那些伤痛呢，会影响你做不好的事情。
But what God says, what He says, is like if you allow Him to, He will take those wounds, those scars that you've had.And he'll go, if you let me, I will take those and I will heal those. I'll heal them.
那神的做工呢神的做法呢你愿意让他做的话 他就告诉我们，告诉你说，你让我做，我会医治那些伤痛，我会医治你。
And I know you may be thinking, well, I haven't experienced that yet. Or you may be thinking, well, that's a bunch of fluff. You know, that doesn't, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. 你会想说，诶，我还没有这些经验，或者说这些都是空谈，这些都不是真的。
But I bet you if we had a few of you, there's some of you in here that has experienced that, who have experienced God's heart healing of your heart, or the binding up of a wound that has been in your history for years, for decades. I bet you if we brought some of you up here, some of the church could come up here and I could have them speak into the microphone and they could say, yeah, you know what, once I was anxious, once I was hurt, once I remember what my mother or my father had told me, and now, once I met him, God filled in that little hole. That gap that was once in my heart, I can say now, it's gone. It's been healed. God took it and he took it and he put it back together.
Mm-hmm. 有一些人心里被医治过了，我甚至说，如果说我邀请的话，有些人可以站在上面来讲说，啊，我以前是有破碎的心，神呢医治我的破碎的心，或者是我以前做了什么事，受了什么伤，神医治了，那或者说我认识了这个神，他对我有生活已经改变了。
If you're wondering like how God does that, because you're like, well, I'm one of the people who I know that there's something deep inside me that's wounded.If you're wondering how that happens, it's through the ministry, it's through time, it's through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Okay.
你想到说啊，这个这个以前的你的伤痛什么样子啊，来会被医治？这是经过那个教会的一个事工就是一个教会的一个帮助。
Sometimes God will provide a brother or sister in your life.And maybe it's even just for a season. I've had times where there'd been someone that's come into my life, and it's strange. It's almost just for a really short time. But God used them to like minister to me, and then for whatever reason, they're gone. You know, I mean, it's not like it was planned, or you know. But God uses the Holy Spirit oftentimes through people, and they'll come alongside you, and through them, God will heal you. God will give something. They'll walk alongside you, and God will give something to you that you didn't have before.
这啊，神的工作呢，他就会教会里面有弟兄姐妹可以帮助我们。有时候有些人来只是短期的来这边，他就给我帮助，非常好。那神会做这些工作，他经过圣灵做这个抚慰的工作。
He is able. I tell you, if you hand it to him, if you go like, here's my heart, here's my wound, and you ask him.God is able to heal.
神是能够做的，他有能力做这个事情。如果你把你把你的身心拿给他，是打开说我在这里，请你帮助我，神会做工。
Okay. God tells the church that we ought to love each other, but our love for one another, it's a byproduct. It's a byproduct of our love from Him. First, He loves us.And then the byproduct of that is that we just like, I want to love my brothers and my sisters. That's a byproduct of being experiencing love from Him.
这个教会里面呢，大家弟兄姐妹可以互相爱，这个是源头，是神，神是我们爱的源头。有了这个源头，我们有了爱之后，我们就会把这个的爱。分散出去，这是一个自然生产的，从神来的一个自然产物。
Yeah, the reason John can say we surely ought to love one another is the reason why he's able to say that is because he loved us first. He even says it earlier in the passage. He's like, he loved us first. We didn't love him. We weren't looking for him. He came and loved us first.
使徒约翰说，我们可以互相相爱。是因为神已经先爱了我们，他给我们的爱，所以我们有能力互相去爱。
And now we're able to give, because what has been given to us is that truism. Whatever's been given to you, you are able now to give to other people.
因为我们已经领受了爱，所以我们现在有了爱， 就像刚才讲，有我们领受了这个给了爱了，我们就可以给出去。
And so, church, one of the ways that we can pray for the church, for one another, is that our capacity, the amount or the depth of love that we have for one another, the way that we can pray when you pray for OCC and pray for each other, is that our capacity to love one another would expand. We go, yeah, you know, we love each other in a different way. We love each other with more depth. We love each other with more, you know, just our capacity to love other people would grow.
我们从神领受了爱，我们去爱，为爱别人，可以为别人祷告，为教会祷告，这是因为我们的爱呢，神让我们的爱继续一直成长，一直生长，所以我们可以爱更多的更教会的人。
Another way you can pray for the church when we pray for one another is that our love would be more reflective of God's love, like the characteristics of His kind of love.That we would have that same characteristic, right? Because there's healthy love and there's less healthy love. Our love, we want to go, like, when we look at Jesus and the way He loves, we're like, that's the way we want to love, just like Him, just like Him.
这个我们能够这样子慢慢成长，爱能够继续成长，我们就可以看到，就比较像，更像是耶稣的爱，因为爱有一些健康的爱，有一些不健康的爱，我们希望我们的爱越来越像基督的爱。
So verse 15, if you look down at verse 15, it's not on the screen, but if you look in your Bibles, it says, all those, it's clear that the source of love lives in us. All those who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God.
这个15节就讲，凡从认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
I noticed that John is probably, when he's writing this,He's probably thinking again of the group that had left, right? The group that had claimed that Jesus was not the Son. So you can clearly see that he's addressing those folks who had left the church, who was claiming that they had a higher knowledge, an extra connection with the Holy Spirit and had left. Clearly, John is going, look, anyone who claims that Jesus is the Son of God, unlike those folks, God lives in them, okay?
就是说约翰使徒约翰在这边就特别讲到一些人，就针对一些人讲话。那些人呢，就是说耶稣不是神的儿子，他们认为他们有从圣灵来的一个特别的超凡的一个能力领受，他们离开了教会。
All right, so what are the results? What happens when the source of love comes and lives inside of you? What should we look for? What should we see? What should we expect to see?
你想到我们有神的爱在我们做我们源头来的时候，我们会想到这样子，我们会看到什么样的人？
Look at verse 17 says, and as we live in God, our love grows more perfectly. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment.But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. Okay.Now listen, if you look back, and we won't go back on the screen, but if you look back in verse 12, it says something interesting. It says, His love is brought to full expression in us. Okay? It's experiencing. So when you experience God's love, His love is brought to full expression or is made complete in us. Okay?
So 我们看到这些经文，要回想到说十二节里面讲神住在我们里面，他的爱，爱他的心就在我们里面得以完全。所以我们有得以完全的这个爱，我们就不怕，没有惧怕。
But now John says that God's love grows more perfectly among us in verse 17.
在十七节里面讲到那个神的爱，爱在我们里面得以完全，更加完全。
And I know when you look up at this verse in this translation.The word among is not there, okay?
你看到这个翻译的时候，没有讲到说在我们之中这个字也没有出现。
But the concept in the Greek among. In fact, in other translations, I just didn't put this translation up. In other translations, it's his love grows perfectly, more perfect among us.
这个翻译这一个版本的翻译没有这个我们之中，但是有些版本或者希腊的原文的里面意思呢，有说爱我们的爱在我们之中更完全。
So what the apostle is saying to the church is that when we love one another, when we practice love, when you express it, his love is made complete, his love is perfected. When, as the church practices it, his love is made perfect in the church. In and then among when it goes between us.
这个所以呢，这保罗要讲约翰讲的就是说，这个神的爱可以变得更加完全。当我们在教会里面互相相爱的时候，就会使得我们的爱完全。这个爱呢，不只是在教会之中，也在我们弟兄姐妹之中，这两面都要爱。
Sometimes after service, I will walk down the hallways and I just like everyone else, I just see what's going on, people talking, people conversing, people visiting.
有时候我在教会里面这样稍微走动一下，看看这个教会里面有什么事情，我会观察一下。
But sometimes what I'll do is I'll see someone and I'll see two people together and I'll see one person's arm around the other person.
有时候呢，我就看到有两个人呢就在一起，那一个人的手背就抱着另外一个人肩膀。
And I will see one of the brothers or one of the sisters consoling and praying for another brother or sister.
有时候我就看到有一个弟兄姐妹就为另外一个弟兄姐妹在那边安慰他，为他祷告。
I will see sometimes, I will look out my window, and sometimes I've actually seen people walking together, side by side, outside, and I can tell. I can tell they're talking. I can tell they're praying.I can tell one of them is struggling, one of them is hurt, but I see someone, a sister praying for another sister, or brother praying for another brother.
有时候我在我的办公厅里面往窗户外面看，外面呢，有时候看到两个人一起走路，我可以看到一个人呢是有非常沉痛，非常，另外一个人就安慰他，有时候我就看到他们一个弟兄为另外一个弟兄祷告，或者一个姐妹为另外一个姐妹在祷告。
They are helping them. They are walking along with them during a hard time. There's something difficult going on in that person's life, and I can see them walking alongside them. And to me, it's like love in motion. It's like love in motion.
这样子，这个时候呢，我就看到这个一个人为另外一个人跟他一起互帮助，一起走过这个最困难的一个时光，这就是爱的在表现。
I know that because I've talked with you. I know a lot of times people are calling each other, people are talking with each other either, you know, through WeChat or even like on the phone, and you're ministering to one another.
Yeah, 我看到说很多人有些弟兄姐妹就会为就打电话给别人一起谈话，也经过微信或其他的方式去互相交通。
And what John says is that when you practice love, when you pray for one another, when you carry one another's burdens, when you console one another, when you serve one another, what happens is that your love is made perfected.
约翰就 说的是说，如果你为另外你们互相为互相祷告，互相安慰，互相帮助，这样子的话，这个爱就变得更加完全。
What perfection means?Is that your love is growing to the place where God intended it to be. When he looked at you, when he looks at the church, he's like, I have a place for them to grow. That when their love is complete, their capacity to love, the way they love will look just like me. Okay? Will look like Jesus.
这个神呢，就是说这个意思是说这个更加完全，我们就慢慢成长，慢慢成长，到成长到一个神期望我们到达的一个爱的境界，这个爱的境界就是像说，这个像我一样，是耶稣的爱。
What that means is that when you practice, not, you know, a lot of times we'll do studies on love, and that's good, but when you practice it, what that means is that your love, according to John, your love is being made more complete, looking more like Jesus, and what that means is that your love is growing deeper, it's growing deeper.
这个爱，这个行动，爱的表现呢，就是成长，这个到像耶稣的爱， 一个意思就是说这个爱是爱得非常的深。
It means that you'll be able to love, your loving will look more like Jesus and then it's more sacrificial. It's going to cost you something. Just like it cost Jesus, it costs you. But you don't mind because you want to love people.
这个爱爱的啊的更加完全像耶稣的爱，其中一个表现就是是牺牲的爱，就像耶稣呢为了爱而牺牲。
It means that your capacity to love will look more like Jesus, and that you'll be able to love people who are different from you, people who are different.
爱的像基督耶稣基督的爱，就是说啊，他会爱跟你不一样的人。
Even within the church, we have different personalities. I mean, we're similar in some ways, but we're still different.
在教会里面，我们互相里面有不同的个性，我们不一样。
The church is worldwide, so that means we love brothers and sisters who are different cultures, different backgrounds, just completely different from us.
我们教会是普世的教会，所以我们看那个教会的时候，我们教会有不同的不同的教会的文化，有不同的地方。
But it's as you practice it that your love is made complete.
但是你用爱的行动，这个。爱的行动就会让爱完全。
Another result of the source of love living in us is that we'll have an assurance, okay?
这个爱这个在爱源头在我们心中产生的一个结果，另外一个就是一个确据。
There will be a confidence, John says, on the day of judgment.
在审判的日子到的时候呢，我们就可以有信心。
He says this, he says, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of judgment. On the last day, on the day of judgment, he says like, no, you see, when you have the source of love in you, there will be no fear.
我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，到了审判来那天的时候，我们有爱的人，心里面就没有惧怕。
It makes sense. If the source of love, if God loves in us, and there's expression that means that if it's true that the source is in you, that means that it's expressing out of you. That means that you can only give what you've been given. So if he's there, it means that now you're able to love, you're able to express that.
这个神的爱这个源头在我们心中的时候我们既然已经领受了那我们就有能力去够爱出去爱别人。
Or if you want to reverse it, if you want to reverse it, you can put it this way. If we know, if we see brothers and sisters loving each other, if you can see that, if you can go, I look at him, I look at her, I can see that she's practicing, he's practicing love, then it automatically goes, I think that because I see that in him or her, there must be a source that's coming from. That must mean that Jesus lives inside of him or her.
所以那刚才的话反过来说的时候，当你在教会里面，我看到这个有爱的行动啊，这个弟兄在爱这个人，或者那个姐妹在爱那个人，我们就看到说哦，他们有爱的表现，那他们一定有爱的源头。这个爱的源头就在你们心里面有爱的源头，因为你已经给出去，表示你已经有了，所以就是有耶稣有神在你里面。
Mm-hmm. However, the opposite is true as well. If you see someone, if you see people speaking poorly.Of each other in the church, okay? Like, you see someone bringing the church down, pulling the people in the church down.
这个如果说反面来讲的话，如果你看到有人在教会里面讲人家坏话，要损害这个教会，把教会拉下来，这样子。
If you have this heart and there's a divisiveness, if you see someone that's like, wow, they just seem to divide out, you know, there's a divisiveness, then you got to wonder, it's like, is the source there?They can only love if the source is in them. And if that's not there, then if there's divisiveness, if there's the brothers and if someone is pulling the church down, speaking poorly, then you're like, is it? Is the source there? Does he live inside them?
你想到说，哎，还有有些人呢，把让教会呢，分开了，分裂。那你想到说，他里面心里面，你就怀疑说，心里面的源头是什么？他有这个源头吗？
And if that's true, then that's like where John says then there might be some fear. There might be even a healthy fear of what will happen on the day of judgment. Okay? There might even be a healthy fear of what happens on the day of judgment if you see that Or if you yourself, you self-reflecting and like, yeah, it seems like I don't know if I have love for brothers and sisters. I don't know if I have that. Which means, I don't know, do you have the Spirit of the Lord in you?
你想想, 这个时候你就要想, 你自己想一想, 我们有没有这个爱? 在心里面, 如果有没有, 没有的话, 你讲到审判的日子的时候, 你心里面会怎么样子? 你会怕吗?
Verse 20 says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see?
想到说, 你说你爱神, 但是却恨恶他的弟兄, 这个人是说谎话的, 然后你看不到, 你看不到他的爱, 爱弟兄的心, 你就看不到爱神的心。
And again, I'm sure John is thinking of the group that had left the church, the ones that were outside, the ones that claimed that Jesus was not the Son, the ones who split away, and who were not demonstrating love towards those who John was ministering to. He's like, I don't think, they don't have the Spirit of the Lord. They don't love people.
约翰这段话呢，应该是对着那个离开这个教会的，他们讲说神，耶稣不是神的儿子。 他们就离开了，所以约翰就讲他们是没有爱的一群。So
the same applies to us today.
同样的也是可以应用到我们今天的身上。If
you hate or if you mistreat a brother or sister in the church,
你如果对很恨一个弟兄姐妹，或者是对他非常不好的话，
you kind of have to evaluate within yourself if you know God at all.
你就要应该自我省察，看看你是不是真正的认识神。
And again, I've said this in the past, but I just want to interrupt it. Of course, that doesn't mean, it does not mean that we won't make mistakes with each other. It just doesn't. We're gonna make mistakes with each other. We're gonna mistreat our brothers and sisters sometimes. It's true. I hate to say it, but it's just true.
但是我们想想，我们过的日子里面，我们呢。 有时候呢，我们常常会对别人犯错啊，或者是对别人不好，因为我这不是说我们一定会都没有不做不会做坏错事情，但是我们会的。I've certainly
made mistakes. I've certainly not considered been inconsiderate. There's been times that I've mistreated a brother or sister within the church. You know, so that's not the expectation that's here in the word.
我自己也在教会里面，就是说对弟兄姐妹也犯过错，对他们不好，所以这个不犯错不是这个教导的，这是要我们达到的标准。But
one of the characteristics of someone who belongs to Jesus is that they are practicing loving the church.
但是呢，一个属神的人呢，他有个特性，他有个本性啊，本质呢，他是。 常常去在教会里面去用爱来行动。
Their words and their actions, their service has its source found living in them. Okay.
他们的说话，他们的做事，他们的服事，他们都有个源头，源头在他们心里面。
For he has given this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers.
他给我们这个诫命，说爱神的也应当爱弟兄。
The source of love like lives inside of you. You know, the source of love lives. He lives inside of you.
这个爱的源头呢，就在你里面，在你心里面，在你里面活着的。
Oh, and I give thanks that you know when we sing about that those waves of love. We just talked about it, like come again and again. God is so faithful. Like His love is the source never runs out, right? It's never like God's like I'm done, I'm out of love. Sorry, church. Like I don't have any left to give. I'm so thankful that it's like God is like His waves keep on coming. Love keeps on coming. It never runs out. He's always full of grace. He always has mercy for us.
我们刚刚诗歌唱的这个神的爱像一波一波的来，他 他的爱呢不会有穷尽，不会说我现在接受啊，我已经爱了这么多，爱了这么多，我没有能力再爱了，不会的，神的爱是无穷不尽的再来的。
Can I have Jimmy and Hannah? Can you guys come on up and we'll respond and worship?